I'm finished now. Thank you for letting me borrow your shower and the clothes you gave me. The ones I had were just rags and full of filth. I didn't really think about it until you gave me these fresh ones. Yeah, they're really comfy. A little too big, but I like sweats to be a little bit big, so they're perfect. Yes, sir. It felt very good to get to wash myself and not just get a 5-minute shower at the shelter. It's been months since I was this clean. It might sound a little bit crude, but I didn't know I could smell this good. I mean, I guess it's not me per se, it's your soap. I've always appreciated lavender. I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't have told you that. I feel a little bit out of place here. You have such a nice home. I'm really shocked by all of this. I don't really know what I did to deserve your kindness. All of it, sir. You let someone like me into your home. You let me borrow your shower, and you even lent me fresh clothes. You made me food. I mean, actual carbonara. I haven't had a meal like that in so long. Well, I haven't been starving. And I don't mean to insult the soup kitchen that I've been going to. Their food is healthy and nutritious. You know, to the extent that can be expected anyway. And the people are lovely. I appreciate what they do more than I could ever put into words. They're literally saving lives. But their food, well, you know, you get enough to get by, but very rarely are you able to eat until you're full. I just want you to know how grateful I am. I'm a little bit confused, too, I guess. You didn't have to do any of this. I don't know what I could ever possibly do to repay you. I feel a little guilty. I'm really not supposed to be here. I appreciate all that you've done for me, sir. This is much more than I could have expected. But what you told me before about sleeping on your couch, Are you sure? You don't know me. I could be a thief, I could be a murderer, or a gang member or something. No, of course I'm not, but why would you trust me? I guess I just don't get it. Do you want me to keep you warm? Because I can, it's the least I could do. But I don't know what else I could do to repay you. I want to. There has to be something. Please. I'm not comfortable to have you risk your safety and home for me without getting anything in return. I don't belong here. I don't deserve this. Unless there's something, anything I can do for you to show my gratitude, I'm sorry, I think I may just go back to my corner. No, it's not that I want to go back. It's hard to explain. But it doesn't feel right in my heart to stay without giving something. Yes, anything. Whatever you want, I'd do it. You have something in mind? Company. You want my company? I could do that. Are you sure that's enough? I suppose it's true. Everyone needs company sometimes. I won't lie. I've missed having someone to talk to. All right, then. If that's what you want, I will keep you company. Maybe Maybe I could do something more to make you comfortable? Well, you already turned down that other thing, so I won't push it. I'm quite relieved, honestly. But there are other things. I used to work at a massage parlor as a holiday job. Most people seemed very happy with me. My coworkers asked me to come back next year, but due to, circumstances, that didn't happen. But I think I was quite decent at it. Yeah? Perfect. That makes me really happy. Okay. Would it be all right if I gave you some small instructions? Just to make it easier for me and make it more comfortable for you. Great. Then, well, I recommend you remove your shirt. You don't have to. It's completely fine to have it on. Several people who come in for massages don't take it off. It can make some types of massages difficult, but for what I think I'll do with you, it's totally fine. Are you asking if I'd get uncomfortable if you removed it? Absolutely not. Trust me. I've seen lots of things in the past year. I think I can handle a man's bare chest. Great. Okay. Lie down on your stomach, okay? Okay. Does this feel all right? It's been a little while since I've done this, but I hope I remember what I'm doing. Good. Just let me know if anything's uncomfortable or if you want me to focus on any certain area. Great. No, sorry, I heard your voice slip out. No, it made me happy. It usually means that it feels good, and I'm really glad. May I ask you something? It's a pretty personal question, so you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Just let me know, and I won't ask anymore, okay? Okay. Do you live here alone? You don't have a wife or girlfriend? Or maybe I should say partner. I don't know your preferences. I apologize if my presumption offended you. No girlfriend then? I'm kind of surprised. You just seem like a really good person. I've only known you for about 4 hours now, but you took me in and you didn't ask me to do anything unsavory. In fact, you expected absolutely nothing in return. To me, that says quite a lot about your character. Yes. Sadly, I've had encounters with those kinds of people. People who like to take advantage of other people in trouble. I've been promised shelter if I let them have me before. I never did it, though. I heard from others in my situation. They were promised food, shelter, money, but only after the act. Very rarely did people come through, though. I'm sorry. I'd rather not talk about it anymore. Not right this second, at least. Thank you for understanding. I would like to know more about you, if that's okay. You're very handsome, you know. I'm sure girls would flock to you at clubs. I understand. I was the same way before I ended up in my corner. It was fun to hang out with my friends at bars and such, but I didn't like meeting people there. Maybe it's a little prejudiced of me or something, but I don't think I'd want... I don't think I'd want a relationship with somebody who just hooked up with me surrounded by alcohol and lots of people. You feel the same way, huh? You know, I've never really met anyone who agreed. Curious. I mean, it's curious since, well, I'm sure you'd meet girls if you did go to those places. Yeah, I reckon I'd like a connection that comes natural, too. You're quite the romantic, aren't you, sir? It's just a guess. So I'll take it you haven't really had the chance to be especially romantic for a long time then, huh? I'm sorry. I really hope something turns up for you soon. You know, you're quite tense. It's good to get a massage once in a while. Loosening up your muscles helps them rebuild stronger. And you'll feel a lot more flexible when you're done. Feeling better already, huh? I'm really glad to hear it. You've been so kind. I'm really happy that I could do something for you. Even if it doesn't remotely compare to what you did for me. Well, when I leave tomorrow, I'll probably just go back to my corner, so you know where to find me if you ever want another one. I appreciate the offer. I really do, but I can't stay on your couch forever. It really wouldn't be right. How about we decide on a day-to-day basis? It's not like I have a lot of things or, you know, planning to do. I just don't want you to promise me this kind of thing as a stranger. But I'd like to be of help for as long as you let me stay. Absolutely. You can ask me anything. I want you to ask me anything you want to know about me. Some things I'd rather keep a little quiet about, and I'm sure you'd understand why, but you can always ask. Yeah, I've had a boyfriend before. He was part of the reason I ended up where I did. But maybe that was good, since now I had the chance to meet you. God, that was kind of cheesy. I'm sorry. No, it's okay. I don't mind talking about him in particular. There are many things I'd rather avoid for now, but you know, this is really cliche, but my relationship with him did make me stronger. I said he was the reason, but I'm not using it as an excuse. I'm responsible for my own actions. Even if he introduced me to the world I now despise and try my best to stay clear of. You know, drugs, awful friends, a bunch of other nasty things. But looking back, I quite often find myself smiling. Because I know how much I've grown since then. Not as in getting a career or advancing in life. I'm still in a pretty shitty place, but I've learned to appreciate myself for who I am. I still believe that I'm, I don't know, in an underdog story. I will come back. I might be a little frightened right now, but I know I'll bounce back. I'm sure of it. Of course there's times that I have doubts. When you found me crying in the alley earlier, I was doubting myself pretty bad. It was hard to even imagine a future where I had a home. Now, though, I feel more motivated than ever to get back on my feet. Well, because I know that if I try really hard, I might be able to get a future like this. And hopefully I can fall in love with someone like you. Someone who accepts me and cares. Who wouldn't pressure me into things that I know I shouldn't do. I I can't see you doing something like that, sir. Anyway, I think I've taken care of most of your back now. There's one more thing I'd like to do, if you're okay with it. It's called tapotement, generally referred to as pounding or beating, but I didn't want to just ask if I could pound on your back. It's usually done by light pounding on your back with the fists, but I prefer to use the side of my hand. It's a little bit less effective if you get a massage for health reasons, but I think it feels a lot better. Great. So, you can just relax and enjoy. Does this feel all right? Good. It's usually my favorite part of a massage, especially as a finishing touch after other styles of back massage. Are you getting sleepy? It's pretty late. I assume you have to wake up for work tomorrow. Hopefully you'll feel well rested after this. What time do you normally get up? Okay. Do you happen to have an extra alarm clock? I could get up before you and make breakfast. Please, it would be no problem. I'd love to do it. I want to help you in any way that I possibly can. Well, I saw you had eggs when you made me carbonara. And you had bread and a toaster. Do you happen to have bacon? Yeah? What about baked beans and tomato sauce? Really? That's great. Then I can make you a full English breakfast. Scrambled eggs, bacon, toast with beans, and a cup of tea. Or coffee, if you prefer. There we go. All right. I'm done with your massage now, so I'll let you go to bed. Yes, I saw that you put out some bedding clothes. I think I'll be able to sleep better tonight than I have in a very long time. And much happier. This evening has been one of the best evenings of my entire life. Thank you so much for everything that you've done. Would it be okay? Could I have a hug? I know it's a weird question, but I've really missed feeling the warmth of another person, and you've done more for me already than I ever could have imagined, and I totally understand if you'd rather not. Thank you. You're such a good person. I'm really happy that you went to check on me back there. Now, go to bed. You can't be a zombie at work tomorrow. Good night, sir. I'll see you for breakfast.